Greetings and welcome all to the Knights of the Tabletop podcast. Every week, our intrepid cast of gamers will do their level best to somehow ruin their game master's intricately designed adventure. But without further ado, here is your game master, Scormy.
Hey there, everybody. Scormus again as your DM for Knights of the Tabletop podcast. And with me again, we have Beelus.
Spark is ready to go.
Ten Knife.
Howdy.
And Zircon.
Heyo.
So, as last we left you, you went fair, got sick, went home, slept hard. Somebody tried to burn down your house. You have put out the fire, but in that, there were at least two assailants who attacked you in the dark, in the thick fog from which you cannot see out.
Just search the house for the item that went blinging past my head.
Good thinking.
You do not find anything.
Detect evil to see if it was a creature that crawled away?
Not detect.
That's just creepy.
I say we go out and find them.
Do you track like a dog?
I laugh at that. Do I look like a dog?
I don't know. I don't know how to find them.
Well, why don't we go look? Why don't we go search? And I'm going to step out the back door and I'm going to make a stealth check.
I will do.
I'm going to try and stealth, I should say.
I will do the same.
Are you trying to throw your invisibility, or will you?
No, I can stealth.
I don't know, Tabaxi. Looking.
Tabaxis have the skill stealth, so anybody can try and stealth, but Tabaxis are naturally proficient at it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. So the walking pseudo tank does not stealth.
You stealth. Because it's fog. It's like you can only see like 2 inches in front of your face.
Well, my stealth roll is 18, just so you know.
Okay, then.
You don't even make the fog move.
Look at you, man. You know how to hide
into the
fog.
Mist.
Damn right.
I'll race the
What's that? What's that? You want some kibbles? Some meow mix? That's what I hear.
No.
I would like to look for tracks.
On cobblestone.
You'd never know.
Wet cobblestone.
Please, look. I'll even let you roll.
That's a two.
That's a two!
Dice hates you.
It really does.
You can try and swap it out for this green one if you'd prefer.
You don't get to roll again, but... That's a two and perfect!
It really
does.
You
set down to 20.
It exemplifies my efforts.
That was awesome. No, you see no tracks on the wet cobblestone.
Well, I tried.
I thought you said tracks.
I did say tracks.
He's attempting
to track. The non-hunter is attempting to track.
A bird.
They're not a ranger.
We won't have a ranger.
You know what? I'm just trying to be responsible and do my part here. So, whatever. I did not find any tracks.
In the
fog, I don't see what you're doing.
You can't see very well through.
I don't see what you're doing.
Now you're on the side of the house, right? You came out the back, correct?
He did.
Wait a sec. Right.
Yep.
So, how about you, Verben? What are you doing?
Clank, clank, clank.
She's not in plate. She's in chains, so it goes
chink, 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 chink. Where's your little mesh bag? Your chainmail bag?
I gotta find it.
Exciting stuff.
Pretty much the sound
She's
like
running
that.
Down the street.
That does not sound like running.
They're bouncing.
Oh my god.
That sounds unnatural.
That's gonna chafe.
That's gonna knock me out.
Black eyes.
The thing is, the sound they make sounds like you're constantly calling for coins.
Pretty much.
It does.
I got a pocket full of rocks.
Alright. So seriously.
Seriously. Well, I searched the house, didn't find anything.
They've gone out the side door, so are you going to join with the rest of the party?
Of course, because, nah, I'm not going to split the party.
Does anybody close the door behind them after we leave? Okay. I feel like
the kitchen was filling with fog.
I feel like that's a detail that we should...
Well, you don't leave the house with the door wide open unless, you know, you're me in real life. Because I have dogs and they eat anyone, but...
We should get a dog.
We should get a dog, but then, you know, we go off on these trips, who's going to feed said dog?
We should get a dog for the dog.
And moreover, Fellhammer would feel a need to name it.
God. No, he's banned from naming things. He's lost that privilege.
Oh, that's what? That's something we could do. We could put, what's her name?
Teasel?
Kislani.
Oh, your ranger.
Kislani could stay at the house while we're gone.
Kislani's not here.
At the moment. She's going to come back eventually.
She hasn't been thrown in chains!
Why would she be thrown in chains? She wasn't the one killing people.
Yeah, that was you, actually, killing people with socks.
No. Well, yes, actually, technically, it was.
You did kill someone with a sock.
Uh-huh.
Yes, but that's another story. And that was my barbarian. Got eaten by an ant keg.
I just end.
Anyway.
Yes.
So are you guys going to go towards the front of the house and the street, or into the further into, like, the back and towards into the alleys?
I'd say into the alleys is probably more likely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, the one that attacked you ran off down the street or into the fog.
Towards the front.
In the street. Wherever what flew at you, Vervet, came from down back into the alleys.
So both sides are attacking us. Let's go look at the alleyways. It's fair. I feel like that's where undesirables will hide. And dang it, we gotta bash some heads.
Actually, undesirables live in the house.
Pretty much.
Undesirables give you room and board. Remember that cat?
Yes, Snack.
All right, so...
Great.
You gotta keep your voices up.
Ah.
Remember? Shitty Mike.
Oh, hi, Shitty Mike.
Everybody say hi to Shitty Mike.
Hi, Shitty Mike.
Mike is not a bad guy.
Not that...
He's from the city.
Yes, I know.
Anyway.
No jokes that are, you know...
Enunciate, damn it, enunciate. Trying to record a podcast here.
Yes.
So.
I am searching.
All right, you're into the dark, in the alley, and please roll your exceedingly hard search in the fog you can't see through.
What are we rolling?
Natural fucking 20.
Woohoo!
Are we doing a perception check?
Yes.
Are we doing survival?
It's perception.
Okay. Well then, perception. I rolled a 19, and perception is +3, so 22.
And I rolled a natural 20 with a perception of 3, so 23.
Uh-huh.
We really want to find these pricks.
How about you, Vervin?
I'm trying to find it on my sheet. Being blind, you know.
Just in your...
LG. 22 to find him. Because, you know, he's ahead of me, so I gotta kind of keep an eye on him.
You're all basically in the same area.
All right, well, 22.
You're slowly trying to move in, and all you see is fog.
Really good at finding fog.
And you're trying to be stealthy, but you have to move very slowly because there's debris in the alley and whatnot, and you can't see it until you're coming across it. So, there's some sort of, you know, a barrel of stuff, or there's a... pile of debris, or there's a puddle of muck that someone threw out the window.
Oh, there's a dead body from one of the robbers stabbing somebody.
Is there any way that you can disperse this fog? Spark?
If I could have, I would have.
Ah!
You can't summon wind?
Come on. You know the name of the wind?
Now, as you move a little further down, a little further down through this dark, dark alley. I mean, it's fog, but it's also dark. Yeah, very shadowed. You come out towards one of the smaller streets. And it's not like the larger street out front. You come out onto this street, And you can tell it's a street because you can see the faint glow of a street lamp. That's down that way, and then some light down there. They're about the same height as will be a street light.
About 5 feet in front of us, we can see?
Not even that far. You can see about this far in the fog. You can see nothing with details.
Serious pea soup.
It is a serious pea soup fog. It is swirling and massing, and but the shadows come through, and you see shadows of two figures off to your right, which would be, let's say, north, just for general purposes. I don't know the city layout. And they're coming your way. Two, the shadowy of, it appears they've got the light behind them, so it's shadowy figures, very amorphous humanoid figures coming down the street.
Okay.
I'm just going to move over to a
wish
wall.
Wish to do initiative?
No, I didn't know if we needed to, but I will definitely roll initiative.
I'll prepare.
I can see.
Because they definitely look like the form you saw.
Eight.
You have an eight. Spark is slow. Thurban.
13.
13?
I got a 13 as well.
Okay. Who has the higher dex of the two?
I assume that would be me. I have a 17.
That's him.
Okay. So it'll be coins, then bourbon. Okay.
Well, I'd like to hide and observe them.
All right.
Make a stealth check.
Yeah.
Please attempt to stealth.
That would be 19.
Okay. And you get +5 because of the fog.
24.
All right. So you go poof and nobody sees you anymore. Bourbon, what would you like to do?
I kind of wanted to hold really still up against the wall. See if, you know, maybe they won't notice me.
You can certainly do that.
Do I have to make a roll for that?
I would like you to roll against your dex. Because I'm assuming you don't have, like, stealth or anything.
Well, no, anybody can try stealth. The only thing they get is just their dex modifier.
Right. Yeah. So she's attempting to, and...
So that's 23.
+5 for the fog.
28.
Wait a minute, how'd you get a... You get +2.
I have +3 and I rolled a 20.
Oh. So Shea goes poof into the fog. Our paladin goes poof into the fog.
I didn't make any noise. Woohoo!
Mostly you're saying if you tripped over any debris or anything that might have called your position away. And finally, Spark...
Well, I've been stealthing, but if you want to make another roll, I can.
Oh, okay. Well, what, you just want to hold your action, or what
yeah,
do you want
I'm
to do?
Holding the action, because it may not be enemies.
That's why
it
went up against
the wall. It may be guards, it could be civilians, it could be anybody, so mm-hmm. I want to wait and make sure who it is.
That's why I went up against the wall, though.
So I am trying to remain hidden.
I think that's prudent thinking.
Well, they are... Muffled voices, you can't make them out.
Okay.
Can't make out the name or anything, what they're saying. Oh, do they have a problem? Nope, still going good. So, they kind of stop and are looking around, but, or they're moving in a way that appears to be them looking around. Again, you can just see amorphous masses. They're anywhere between 6 and 8 feet tall.
Oof.
Everything seems exaggerated. From the shadows, all of their limbs seem longer, and they seem like big, lanky, leaned-over things.
Hmm.
That's all you can tell out of the fog and whatnot, just in this dark form and the darkness. You can't even tell exactly how far away they are from you, but you had to estimate maybe about 12 feet.
Okay. Is this... Would be good to see detect evil and good, maybe?
You can certainly cast it. Does that have a verbal component?
V and an S.
It has verbal and somatic, so you have to move and say stuff to
cast. Well, then that's not a good idea. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. As an action, you can detect good and evil. You shouldn't have to say anything, then.
If it's a paladin power, it should say whether or not.
Yeah, look it up specifically. I don't believe the paladin power requires you to cast the spell. It is an innate ability of the paladin.
Holy hell, I can't see. 80. Where is it? 84.
Do, do, do,
oh, stop. Do, do, do. Seriously.
Divine sense. Nope, there is no verbal or somatic. You just open your senses, and you can tell within 60 feet the location of fiends, celestials, or undead.
So it's not detect good or evil. That's what she was looking for, is detect good and evil. That would be a spell, wouldn't it?
It says, as an action, you can detect good and evil until the end of your next turn. You can sense anything affected by the hallowed spell or know the location of any celestial fiend undead within 60 feet. That is not behind total cover. You can use this feature 4 times per long rest.
Okay.
But it doesn't say that here. So, it was...
It's off of a... The website.
Yeah. Anyways.
So basically...
D&D Beyond. It's their fault.
You get a notion that they're up to no good.
So you're going to do that at them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's some nasty outsider type. You get a icky, just gross feeling from those. They're not good. That's not a good thing to... Okay.
And draw my sword.
Shing!
It doesn't glow.
And someone didn't bother to try to pull side.
Why would I?
Because their actions are after yours.
I don't care. I am kind of honorable. I gotta give him a chance.
You see evil, you gotta slay it. There's no discretion there.
They immediately reposition, spread out a bit, and just come loping at you.
Loping.
Coins. More of a roar, leaping. They didn't make that noise, but they leap in your direction.
They're charging.
They are charging. And it's Coins' turn.
I
thought Coins went first and then she went second.
Yes, but she was doing a thing and you were holding your action. I'm sorry. Would you like to?
Well, if he was holding an action, he can go first. That's fine.
I just went stealth. I had already done my action.
Okay.
So
you
were holding your action.
Firebolt.
Sorry, so.
Roll it in here, because that would have rolled off the edge. That's an 18 to hit. 13 plus 5.
Left or right?
Left.
Okay. And they get to roll a save, as I recall?
Yep. And the damage is 5.
Again?
Yeah.
He saved. So.
It's just a cantrip I'm casting, so don't expect huge damage.
And they're coming, so... Coins!
Which one am I closest to?
I believe you moved off to the left, so you'd be closest to the one on the left.
So the one that he just hit?
The one that he just hit, yes.
I
envisioned he moved off to the right, and that she, and Verven was also off to the right.
I'd like to basically just ambush him from the side while he's charging. Or ambush it from the side.
He wants to sneak attack him as he's...
You're going to attempt to. Okay.
Yeah.
So, give it a shot. Make your attack and then...
20.
That does hit. So, please roll your damage.
What do you need?
1d6, please.
6.
Here's 2d6. Don't you have sneak attack damage in there?
Yep.
Yeah.
How many do you need?
Actually, I'm using my rapier. I should have said that, huh?
You really should have, but you're using your rapier.
Okay, I'm using my rapier.
So, what's the total number of dice you need?
I need a 1d8.
1d8?
Yeah.
Okay.
1d6.
Oh, good, Max.
Here's a d8, and then 1d6 for the sneak attack damage.
I already got it.
Okay.
That'd be 9.
9 more.
Stabby, stabby. Here's a d6 for you.
There. Okay, it calls out in a language you don't understand. Half growl, half scream, half language you don't understand, but it pierces the and echoes down the alleyway.
Hmm. That ruffles my feathers a little bit.
No. Furman, what you got to do?
Stabby, stabby, the other one.
You meet the other one, and what'd you roll to hit?
15.
That will hit.
For 8 points, wait, 8 plus 3. 11 points.
11 points.
At this point, you can decide to use a Divine Smite if you want to.
That gives me...
If you
just burn a spell slot,
roll 2d8.
And you roll your 2d8 to add extra damage. That's only if you want to.
But so far, you've done 11 damage, I believe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll mark that for the moment while you get your dice.
This is why paladins are badass. Because they get to choose to Divine Smite after they've hit.
Plus another 4.
Another 4. 15 total.
That ain't hate.
She slams into it. And it literally recoils backwards. This large, dark mass in the fog gets hit so hard that it recoils backwards.
Let's see, some creatures are vulnerable to radiant, so it can do extra damage as well.
You don't get to add your spell attack bonus to that, do you?
That's to your to hit. I don't think it's to the damage.
No. We'll just say, just for the sake of brevity, that not now.
Perfect.
You already did 15! Wasn't it good enough? Wasn't it good enough?
No, I wanted to kill it in one strike.
You did an additional 4, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure my math is right. Okay, Spark.
Okay. Alright, so I'll have to roll to attack with that. It's...
I assume you're still attacking the same one.
Yep.
Number one, the one on the left.
I'm going to throw magic missiles this time.
Seriously?
You're literally, I take the darkness.
No.
See, they're dark, shadowy figures in the darkness.
Uh-huh. The other one.
Paladins, stupid.
There we go. Bullshit. So that is 6, 10 plus 1.
Level.
So that's 13 points of damage for magic missiles.
13.
Yes.
Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew.
Down goes Frasia. And Coins, the one you were going pokey pokey on, just went vroom and collapsed in a heap after getting shot with the beams of light.
Beautiful.
Little blue beams, but darts.
Little blue darts. And down it goes.
How close is the one that got knocked over by...
Other side of the alley, probably about 10 feet.
Oh, I'd like to go stab him while he's down.
Well, he's not down. He got knocked back. Oh. He's not down.
He got bitch slapped.
Stabby, stabby. Quick work.
He is still being threatened, so... You know what that means!
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Sneaky, sneaky. Except I probably won't hit him.
What was your total?
5. 9. 9.
9. Negative!
9. That's great.
In the miss, whatnot, your poke with your rapier does not strike true.
Man.
But you do hear the paladin go, hey, watch it!
Whoops!
First the couch, now the paladin.
Bourbon!
Why are you poking?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. There's still one alive! Spark killed one. He gets to act.
Yeah.
Bellowing in rage. It attacks you, Vervin. And one of its large clawed hands, as far as you can tell, slams into your abdomen, but does no damage, bouncing off of your chainmail shirt. So that should have happened before Coins attacked. But anyway, now it's your turn. Coins attacked and missed.
He lunged for her as I was attacking.
It's a natural 20.
All right, and roll your add your bonuses and all that sort of thing.
No,
basically you roll the damage, you double the dice, and then you add your attack modifier or your damage modifier.
Okay, so 7, 13, rolled.
So it's 26 plus your
Wait a minute, is that for the initial attack?
That's the attack plus her smite. She threw a smite on top of it.
The smite gets doubled as well?
I think it's all dice damage.
Oh, God.
Plus my plus three, so.
So, yeah, it's 26 plus three, 29.
29 points of damage.
In other words, cleaved.
He did.
He at least lost his hand. But let's say we cleave him because we already...
Well, let's see. Who was nearby? Specifically, a Kenku, a very unfortunate Kenku.
Yeah.
And a Shining Paladin. They're not so shining anymore. Yeah, you're not so disheveled anymore. Covered in viscera and gore. That's negative 24. Oh my, it was bad enough. He knocked the other one down to negative 8. Negative 24. It explodes in viscera and gore.
That bounced back from that.
Oh man. I just took a shower last week.
So that was
we can find you some dust.
That was bad. That was bad.
Now we gotta find those guys who attacked us.
Pretty much.
This is just what we do for fun.
They called out to somebody, so you know there's more around.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's that sound now? The sound of something rapidly coming down the street. And it sounds like multiple.
Yeah. Just wipe the plate off on the body and go
forward. You can't even really see what the body is in the fog. It's just this dark shape.
I'm going to go hide again.
Me too. I'm going to try and go into stealth.
Can you, like... I gesture to you. Can you clean me off, please? Because I am just covered in gunk.
I am capable. And I go stealth.
For those of us who are listening and can't see, did you just press digitate is a...
No.
Oh, you can, but you didn't. Left him covered in gore, and the dragon has spoken. So, you've come to the end of yet another session. So, we'll leave it here with the oncoming rush of whatever that is as you step back into the alley and prepare.
See, Spark sees that as seasoning on his snack.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be leaving you a present.
Okay. So. Till next time, I'm your DM Scormus saying, hey, have a great week or whatever. We'll get back to you later. Bye!
We need a catchphrase.
We need a freaking catchphrase. Oh, so badly. Generic catchphrase ending!
Look at the dragons!
What?
Look at the dragons!
Well, see you guys.
Thank you for joining us on the Knights of the Tabletop podcast. Please return for our continuing adventures next week. And let us know what you think of the show at scormy.com, or whatever service you use to receive this podcast.